Check this out.
Tell me, do you know what day it is?
Morning, gentlemen. This is your wake-up call.
Time for work.
Coffee is ready.
Brought you a cup of Joe.
Why wouldn't you just say coffee?
You've never heard that expression before?
No.
It's been a long week, huh?
It's just Thursday.
Not even the weekend.
I know.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Get back to work.
Back to work, everyone. It's showtime.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Showtime indeed. Good morning to you. It is the Mixed Morning Fix. I'm John. What up, Jackson?
Yo.
Monroe.
Hey.
Close to 90 today with possible rain expected this afternoon.
Really?
So it's going to be a hot rain.
Hot rain.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Great job, climate. We love it. We love hot rain. So lame.
Wow. I'm not expecting that reaction.
I just don't like the rain. And I'm so, like, I actually do like the rain, but it's been a lot this spring.
It has been
It's been a lot of rain.
It has been a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I finally understand what it's like to live
in a rainforest.
In Seattle. Like, everybody talks about how dreary it is all the time. And some people get depressed.
It's just a bummer, man.
That was the worst May of my life.
All right, so not a fan of today's forecast?
Boo!
Okay, I'll
redo.
Just,
I'll remember
Keep
that
your
for
hot
the...
rain to yourself. Monroe, I've been waiting all night since yesterday's show. How was your anniversary? Did your husband make good after getting you a Christmas card?
Yes.
He said, this was his explanation of the Christmas card that he gave me.
Yes.
After he wrote on it, I didn't give you this card because I'm too cheap.
Yeah.
I did not.
He did not do it for that reason.
He did it for that reason.
Oh, he definitely did it for that reason.
Yeah.
He said that he did it for the show.
He knew that you would talk about it on the radio.
Oh, what a guy.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I want to support my fellow man.
Shh.
Okay.
Don't. Please don't.
I want to be on his side.
Please I don't.
But
I
wanna... let me tell you right now. That is some horse poo-poo.
Yes. I know. I was like, okay. You know what? You're trying to dig yourself out of this hole.
I did it. First of all, it was because he just liked the card. He thought the card was really nice.
The card's funny. Yeah.
And now it's so that you had something to talk about all day.
Uh-huh. And he's like, and by the way, it wasn't a Christmas card. It was a season's greetings card.
So that's on you.
That penguin was absolutely wearing a Santa hat. I'm sorry. Like, we could call it the season all we want, but we know what that means.
Yeah.
That's code for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So you're telling me no make good?
Okay.
No second card?
Then he said, hey, and I was going to go, I'm not going to get you flowers.
No, of course not.
He's like, I'm not going to get you flowers because we're going out of town.
You know why? Because they die and you don't want your love to die.
He said that we're going out of town.
Okay.
And you won't be able to enjoy them.
No. Yeah, why would he buy you flowers? You're going out of town.
Wow, Tom.
Hold on, Jackson, can we just for one second here?
We need to pull him aside.
We got to talk to Tom.
We got to talk to him.
At some point. Like, this is ridiculous.
Because the more marital stress that he puts on that relationship, the harder it is for us.
I can't handle it.
We're so selfish.
You're
I understand
right.
this. This isn't about us.
It's really...
But we're making it about us.
I had to hear about this Christmas card.
All day.
Oh.
That's the thing. It wasn't just on the show.
Oh, no.
It was the rest of the day. Yes. Monroe went waving that thing around the office like, look what my husband did!
I know. There was some lady out in the hallway that came to pick up concert tickets, and I was like, guess what I got for my anniversary?
Oh, so good.
Wow.
So
it was good.
Yeah. It took me out for sushi. We went out at 5:30 because the special happy hour expires at 6.
Oh, man.
Years. You did it.
You guys did it.
You did it. Congratulations.
I was married for 9 years.
You were married for 9 years. It was a good run.
Yeah.
You should be proud of that whole thing. You had a cute photo you posted last night of you and your husband.
Yeah.
From your wedding. It was cute.
I felt like that was the look that I was giving him all day yesterday.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, here it is, the same face.
I've seen that look. I have personally seen that look. All right. Why don't you get it into a pocket full of sunshine?
So there's a 6-year-old girl who she lives in Daytona Beach. Her name's Eva. She found out that one of her classmates wasn't getting enough to eat at home. Her school has free hot lunches for kids who can't pay but she was worried about her classmate over the summer break.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't want her to go hungry.
That's one of the big things we've learned from talking to the food bank is how many kids go hungry mm-hmm. every summer.
Yeah, so back in April, she told her mom she wanted to have a food drive and collect jars of peanut butter and jelly for the kids.
Yeah.
And she did it because she says it's one of her favorite things to eat, right?
Still is for me.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Dude.
Anytime.
Even a peanut butter spoon.
Oh, gosh.
Just walk around the
right?
house.
I love a peanut butter spoon. Yeah.
Best. In less than 2 months, she's already collected over 1,000 jars of peanut butter and jelly.
Amazing.
And some of these are coming from as far away as Canada.
Wow.
Because it's non-perishable food, so people can mail it in.
We should put this, if we can find the address, like up online. It is?
Yes.
Look at you.
I know. I have the address. So, you know, we can extend 105 days of love.
You know what? Despite everything Tom says about you, I'm a fan of yours.
I don't bring it on myself, do I?
No.
Am I a good...
You're a good
am
person.
Am I a good person?
You're a good person.
Do I deserve all this?
No, you don't.
Okay.
All right, so if you want to find that address and take part in it, you can just go to mix1051utah.com. Jackson, let's do a showbiz beat.
Oh, let's do it. So we officially have a Batman, Rob Pattinson.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to do great.
I know.
The other two feel differently. I think he's going to be fine. But here's the thing about this movie. So it's called The Batman, and The Batman is going to feature a lot more villains than we had actually expected.
Because I like that.
Typically, you get one. Like, you get Bane, and that's he has, like, some side cronies, but, like, he's the villain. Or, like, the Joker was the villain, and it was also, like, the origin story of Harvey Dent.
Except for the greatest Batman movie, Batman Returns, with Val Kilmer.
No.
I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh, really?
Because they had a bunch.
Yeah.
And
that
was not the good one. Mm.
Well,
that wasn't the good one.
You're wrong, actually. That was the great one.
Thank you.
It was great. I don't care what anyone says. I actually love all the hokey old Batman.
Me too.
I think they're fun. But this is actually a lot like the Val Kilmer one because they are featuring they're featuring just a bunch of them all at the same time.
Like who?
We have the Riddler.
Yes.
Who, by the way, hasn't been in any Batman film since Jim Carrey played him in Batman Forever.
Sure.
Since Jim Carrey slaughtered the character in that movie.
Wait, good slaughter or bad slaughter?
Bad slaughter.
Boo!
He murdered the Riddler.
Was great. The reason they haven't brought him back is because nobody could do it as good as Jim Carrey did it. Mm.
I enjoy Jim Carrey as it.
Yeah,
there you
he's
go.
Great. Yeah. I thought he was great.
Me too.
We're going to get the Penguin.
That's going to be hard because I really feel like Danny DeVito as the Penguin is one of the most underrated villains.
Who's to say that he couldn't play the Penguin
again?
Can
you give me that?
He was so creepy.
Oh my gosh.
So like it was not Danny DeVito.
No.
It was completely different.
I'd really like him to come back and
play him.
If
he came back,
I would die. I couldn't handle it.
Oh my gosh, it'd be great.
Also, like Danny DeVito you don't have to be spry to be the Penguin.
Oh no.
The Penguin's classy and then he has all of his cronies do his bad work for him. We have the Catwoman coming back.
All right.
So we're going to get a Catwoman and Firefly, who I don't know anything about.
I'm not familiar.
So, I'm really, really excited to see the Riddler.
It's nice to see they're getting away from the Joker. There's only so many times you can bring the Joker back.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Right. I didn't actually see any what's his name?
Christian Bale?
Nope. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's Batman stuff. Did they have any Batman villains? Because he never got a standalone movie,
no,
did he?
No, he was only in Batman versus Superman.
And then the Justice League.
And then Justice League, so no.
So there were no Batman villains?
Nope.
Well, then we're going to get a bunch, and I'm very excited. Because the best part about Batman is the villains.
Always.
The villains always steal the show.
Yep.
So it's good stuff. Do you miss Dave Chappelle as much as I miss Dave Chappelle?
I used
to love his
show.
The Chappelle Show is one of the greatest shows of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It still holds up. It's still hilarious. Well, Dave Chappelle is going to do a week on Broadway between July 9th and July 13th. There's no specifics as to what the show is, so it's probably just a stand-up show. Though I'd like to imagine that Dave Chappelle is breaking into the musical game.
Could you imagine?
He's going to write some original songs.
What if he did a live version of the Chappelle Show?
Oh, with
that'd
different
be pretty
skits
cool.
every night. And, yeah.
yeah.
Oh, I couldn't handle it. I would not be able to handle that. The thing about it, though, is that he is not allowing any cameras or any recording devices in the theater at all.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm okay
agree.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's live theater. Sit down and enjoy it.
No, it's because he's doing a Netflix special or something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you think he's recording it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, that's kind of how you make your money now. You sell out a bunch of live shows, and then you sell the recording to Netflix.
Yeah.
It's bam. Money maker. Robin Williams' son, Zach, just had a baby with his fiance, Olivia. They named their son McLaren Clement Williams. McLaren was Robin Williams' middle name.
Okay.
So they kind of named him after their after his dad.
Aww.
And they plan on calling him Mickey, which I think is very cute.
Is he in showbiz? Do we know?
I actually don't know. I know his daughter has done like...
She's like a producer?
Yeah. So, and I think she was a... I might be saying things that I don't know. But I vaguely remember her having like a brief recording career.
Jackson, our show is saying stuff that we don't know. Why then?
Yeah.
Why start now?
I mean, that's what we do.
Like, why fact check now?
Why now are we concerned about it?
You're making a lot of sense. There's a new list of interesting stats about fictional worlds.
Okay.
So whenever we watch a fictional movie, fictional TV show, we don't really try to apply logic. That's what fiction is for. But somebody went through and they started applying all these statistics and reason and logic to these things. And some of the stats will blow your mind. So I'm going to be sharing these throughout the show all morning. For example, Jack Bauer killed 309 people during his time on 24, which comes out to a kill about every 40 minutes.
Yeah, every episode he was killing someone.
He was killing someone.
You know what caused me the biggest anxiety about that show? Because I used to watch it. Never went to the bathroom.
24 hours,
he never pottied.
You never ducked behind a tree?
I was worried about him.
Yeah.
That was my concern.
That's how you get a kidney stone or a UTI or something.
Yes.
Do you watch many movies where they take potty breaks? Or
I'd like to see more.
I would like to see one where they actually just, in the middle of a race, like, pull over.
Bridesmaids is basically one big bathroom break.
True.
And it's like one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life.
True that.
True.
Did you see Kiefer Sutherland's coming?
To town?
To Fan X.
No.
Yeah, they announced that yesterday. I know, I was so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh!
Oh, that's cool.
So he'll be, Monroe was jazzed on Facebook yesterday about it. And how about this one? Michael Keaton's Batman.
Okay.
Killed 20 people.
Was it that high?
It was that high. Which means that he killed 3 more people than Jeffrey Dahmer. And yet, someone's a hero. And that is the showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate it. I just saw Jackson catch a moth with his hand.
His bare hand,
without like even looking. He was just like Rambo style.
Yeah. Karate Kid, man.
It was amazing, man.
You gotta, Well, I have great hand-eye coordination.
You really do.
Because I have to catch baby crocodiles. And let me tell you, if you don't look exactly where you're going, you're going to end up with your hand in their mouth.
You would be really good at sports.
No, I wouldn't.
This is where it ends?
Yeah. I can grab animals because I care about that, but I don't care about baseballs, so.
I do not have good hand-eye coordination, or coordination in general, as you know.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah.
The fact that John can stand upright half the time.
It's a victory.
Is kind of a miracle.
Right, exactly. No, that was really impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it would be so impressive.
No, you were like a ninja.
There was a moth in the studio. I wanted to make sure he got outside.
Well, and then he looks at us, he catches it, and then he's like, do I have time to let this little guy outside? And we were like, yeah, man, go ahead.
Yeah, you do your thing, man.
There was a commercial break, so I just took him outside.
Yeah. Monroe is about to head on out right after the show today, doing your road trip, going back to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Family reunion.
Mm.
Ooh. Are you going to bring a bunch of Big Hands Monroe shirts to hand out to the family reunion?
Oh, yes.
Now that
you brought that up.
Right?
We're going to do a big photo.
Of everyone wearing Big Hands shirts.
Yes.
You know, because on family reunions, everyone has to have the same shirt on.
Uh-huh.
It could be your shirt.
Can I wear my own shirt?
For that, yes. I will allow it.
Okay.
Yeah, completely.
Cool.
Oh, that'd be a good 4 photos. I'm looking forward to seeing that then.
I know, me too.
You're heading out. The kids are going to go with you. It's not just you and Tom, but it's everyone, right?
Uh-huh.
Ella and Ike.
Yeah.
You bringing your new dog?
No.
Okay.
No, she got to go to the babysitter. She's going to go to Aunt Jody's house.
Aunt Jody's
house.
Yeah,
she's an auntie.
Yes, of course. Do you have like a road trip ritual? Something you guys always do?
We do.
What do you do?
It's okay, so here's the thing. I sleep in the car.
Okay.
Dad can't stand being quiet in the car. It's just a thing. It's his thing. And so he puts on Wow in the World. Have you guys ever listened to that podcast?
No.
It's a podcast. It's called Wow in the World.
Okay.
And it's just about nature, I guess. I don't know. I totally check
you know,
out.
Yeah, just nature or whatever.
I feel like you haven't heard it.
I just go into my little passenger seat bubble.
Uh-huh.
And I put my headphones on and I just fall asleep.
Okay.
This is the only time in my life I can sleep.
So now are the kids in the back listening to Wow in the World? Or?
Yeah. And then, you know, I don't know. Then they play I Spy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. Do you have any road trip rituals?
The only ritual I have is there's a Maverick and Santaquin we stop at and I pick up some Doritos nacho cheese chips. That's my road trip ritual.
You don't even go there for like something special?
That is my special treat.
No, but like they don't like make a special type of nacho cheese Doritos?
No, I don't eat the Doritos nacho cheese unless we're on a road trip. And so we go to the Maverick and Santaquin. We stop there. I make sure the car is filled up. Get myself some Doritos nacho cheese.
Sure.
Then I head out and I crush that bag.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Road trip.
Cool. Dude, that would drive me crazy. An entire bag just sitting next to you eating it. That's why I have to have headphones on, though. Because
you got
to
snack when you drive.
Dude, everybody eats snacks when they drive.
Yeah.
I do it, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to you.
Do you want your driver to stay awake and be safe?
Yep, I do.
Yeah.
So I put my headphones on.
And then you let them snack. I'm sorry, Jackson, you laughed at me. Do you have a road trip ritual?
I actually don't, except I really prefer to drive. Like, I really prefer to be the driver, not only because like, I don't trust any of my friends because they're all terrible drivers, the people I surround myself with. They're just not safe people. I don't know why they have licenses. But I also like to stop on road trips. I stop at like every little roadside attraction because I feel like if you're going to take a road trip, it's not all about the destination. The road trip's part of the trip. So you should stop and enjoy it as you go along.
So you're telling me you make your 2-hour trip into like 9 hours?
Well, not nine, but six maybe.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because there's so many stops along
like,
the way.
I do. And my dream trip, if I had 2 weeks to just do whatever I wanted, I would love to travel Route 66 and do all those stupid little tourists, like the biggest ball of yarn or the man with the beard of bees or what. Like, I want to do all of that. I want to do it all. That sounds so fun.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah. I know other people want to take like tropical vacations on the beach or whatever. I'm like, no, I want to see all that weird stuff in the middle of the country. What's happening out there? It's nuts.
My wife Jen just reminded me at the Maverick and Santaquin, we also do the Redbox because the kids have their portable DVD players. That's when they get their DVDs. And then we'll drop them off wherever we end.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
I know you can, because can you do it in different states?
Yeah.
Can you cross state lines with your Redbox?
Yeah, because when we'll go to like Vegas, you know, we'll pick them up here in Santaquin.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll drive down to Vegas and we drop them off there, get other ones for the road trip back.
Good to know, because this is our first time with a DVD.
Oh, yeah, because you have like your car DVD player.
Yeah, this is our first time
you got
with
a fancy
that.
Fancy thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Girl got fancy on us.
So I'm kind of excited. And I could even sit in the back now.
Here's your problem, though.
What?
With your DVD player, you play it through the car speakers. That's how it works.
You can.
I'm worried about Tom not being able to listen to his podcast.
Oh, no. You can totally do that. It just comes through the headphones.
Oh, you can do it just that way, too?
Yeah.
You just for our road trip as a family, the three of us.
Yeah, because I wanted to
be a part of it.
I wanted to copy John Cena's lines the whole time
it.
In Bumblebee. Oh, I'm John Cena. Blow it up.
Brianne says, hey, it's Brianne from South Jordan. I still have my old iPod from the early 2000s. I always bring it with me on road trips and sing all the songs I love then. Super nostalgic and entertains me for hours.
Oh, that's fun.
Dude, especially like an old iPod, because I don't load stuff on my iPod anymore.
No.
And my phone can't hold it all.
It's kind of a blast from the past.
Yeah.
What treasures are in your old iPod?
Because like, you know you're going to find that one song. And you're like,
I forgot about this.
Right.
Yes.
Nothing's better than rediscovering an old song.
Yeah.
It really is like the best feeling in the world.
But you know what my problem is? I only like to listen to like the first 30 seconds
of
a song and then switch it. Like, okay, nostalgia's over. Next one.
That's fair. You only want to hear the hook. You only want to hear that chorus that everyone sings.
No, I want to sing from start to finish.
No, you don't.
I do.
Who does that?
Me.
The only old one-hit wonder that you want to hear the whole thing of is Baby Got Back.
That's not true at all.
Because you could sing it all.
You could sing it all and every chorus, like it's different the whole way through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You know that I want to sing LFO Summer Girls from start to end.
No, you don't.
Who? I do.
Nobody.
I do.
No one wants to.
LMFA or LFO didn't even want to sing that song the whole time.
No, they did, and I didn't. How dare you?
She gets it.
Hey, guys, it's George. When we go on a road trip with my kids, we made up this game where you have a conversation, but no one is allowed to say a certain word like that or he or she. What happens if they say the word, they get a point, or if the person with the least amount of points when we get there wins.
Oh, my gosh. That reminds me of our rental in Florida. We had a rental car. You know how you, like, the one thing you don't care about on vacation is your rental car? Mm-hmm. We would play this game where we'd do like every animal in the letter of the alphabet. So we'd start with A's, you know, and you name an animal. You go around.
It's always fun.
And then whoever stops, we all throw a snack at them. So like if we all had popcorn or chips or something.
Oh, that's funny.
If you stopped, then we'd all be like, we'd throw.
Oh, that's
so
much fun. And it's a rental. Who cares?
It's a rental. Yeah.
I mean, you should care a little bit.
I'm just saying.
You should care just a little bit.
I want you both to look me in the eye and tell me you don't want to sing along to this right now. For the whole way.
I'm going to look you in the eyes and tell you I don't know this song well enough.
The whole way. The whole way through.
You talk about a forgettable group of people. It is LFO. New kids on the block
had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when it goes.
This is such a dad song. Oh my gosh. You are dadding so hard right now.
Someone give me some socks and sandals because I want to wear both.
Nerd!
All right, what's your road trip ritual? We want to hear from you. Maybe there's something fun that Monroe might steal for this weekend. Call us or text us. This text says, my wife and I stop at McDonald's in Barstow. When we go to California, they still have this thrifty ice cream in there that we have to get.
Ooh.
The McDonald's in Barstow, isn't that out of the train? I think it's like an old-timey...
You're the California dude.
Yeah.
Not
I
us.
I think so. I could be... I don't know.
Yes.
You know what, also, when you're driving through, like, California, if you're going there, they've got, in Baker, the world's largest thermometer.
Yes.
Have you ever stopped
that's
there?
That's one of my favorite places. Yeah, that's the first place I ever bought a lottery ticket.
That place is a terrible stop.
It's great.
They have like
Alien fresh jerky.
Alien fresh jerky.
Yes. Come on, man.
That's exactly it.
I've passed through that place twice on road trips already this year.
Oh, and you stop?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the place that horror movies are based out of.
Yeah, it definitely is. It feels right by that haunted water park. Abandoned water park.
Right, exactly. This text says, we always start every morning at a diner. Even in the most remote areas, it seems like we can find one. Diners are the best value for food. It's a good carby kind of food.
Oh, they're so good.
That gives you energy all day long.
The greasy hash browns and the pancakes with the huge lump of butter in the middle.
Yeah. And it is always cheap. I don't know. Then I find some of those diners, though, that I feel like they're just...
If you find the right one, it's like, you know, $7 for steak and eggs.
That's a good diner. Another one on that road trip we found, it has like dinosaurs out in front. You went
Peggy
there.
Sue's.
Peggy Sue's.
Oh, yeah. That's another one right by Baker.
I'm telling you. Who knew Baker had
Hot
so
spot.
Much. Who knew that Baker had so much stuff going on? If I'm having a quick lunch, like a Subway or fast food or something I bought at the grocery store during a trip, I like to not to eat it at the food place. I take it and go find somewhere to eat in a town or a park or some scenic view. I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
Me too. And you know what? My husband and I don't know why, but we always go to Taco Time.
Really?
Man.
Yeah, and he can't, because we like the tacos.
Do you guys not like good things? Is that why?
And you can't eat tacos when you drive, so I always have to lay it out, and I have to put the salsa on it, and then I have to lay the paper on his lap, and then hand him the taco, and then let him eat.
Right.
I have to do it all for him.
Yeah.
It's way more work than it's worth.
But you still do it.
Every time.
Really? We always play I Spy and watch movies. You play a lot of I Spy.
Yeah.
What is there to see, though, on half those drives when you're
down? It's always like, I spy something yellow. And mom's like, it's the line in the middle of the road.
It's like all there is. Every time we go to Vegas or St. George, we always stop at the zoo that's in Santaquin.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have zonkeys?
Zebra donkeys.
What?
Zebra donkeys?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Zebra
that.
Zebra donkey hybrids.
Is this the zoo I was making fun of that one day that I thought?
Yeah, the petting zoo that I stopped by.
Yeah.
On my way down to Coachella. It was great. There was a camel there. He was awesome. But the petting zoo wasn't open, so I couldn't pet him.
I'm so sorry.
Rude. Yeah, you should be.
Do they let you feed the camel?
Probably.
In Moab. Have you ever been to the place in Moab?
No.
You can feed the camel with
your
mouth.
There are camels in Moab?
You can feed it with your mouth. What? You can kiss a camel.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah, you want me to baby bird a camel?
Listen, this is the same person who likes to eat Taco Time. So just
that's
remember.
That's a great point.
Like,
so
that's fine.
Monroe's two favorite foods, Taco Time and camel tongues.
And camel tongues.
She loves French and a camel.
First off, I just want to agree with John about singing nostalgia songs all the way through. Thank you. When I was a kid, we used to see how many license plates we could find for different states. Every time we would drive past a train, my grandpa would make us count them to see how many there were.
Oh, yeah, we did
I
that.
Remember those games, too, because we didn't have electronics. That's the kind of stuff we used to do in the car.
Do you remember the magnets of the 50 states?
Yeah.
And they'd have them on their fridge or whatever. I never saw one of those complete. That's on my bucket list. I want to see a complete map of all of those magnet stickers.
What if I told
magnets.
You could just go buy them on Amazon?
That doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that.
There was like this old timey game. I don't think they sell it. Maybe they do. It was called like Road Trip Bingo. And there were like bingo cards that they would hand out. And then you could like slide it over and it would like, it would blank it out when
they
you saw it.
They still have them.
Do they still
at
have
like
those?
The dollar store.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you go to the dollar store, you get those. Amateur hour. Come on.
Here's a card game. When we play a game called Song Horse. Someone picks a word, and you go person to person. They have to sing a song with that word in it. If they can't think of one, they have to challenge the person who chose the word.
Oh,
didn't they
like
do that,
that
in Pitch
one.
Perfect?
Yeah.
Give me but an
that's
example.
Also an
oh,
world.
Yeah, but that's like a battle.
All right, fine. Jackson, water.
Water. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Monroe.
That's good. I can just think of the Brad Paisley song. Water.
Okay.
Then John would go, and if he didn't have one, he would have to get a letter.
And then everybody throws a snack at John. You ruined a game. Yeah.
I was still getting upset at Monroe. When my husband and I travel without kids, I have to play Alyssa piano bar sing-along music. We play. Oh, that's fun. Like so, it's purely like the stuff that people all want to sing along to, like piano bar music.
Oh, that's cool.
Sing us a song of
You're
the piano
man. That's exactly the song I was thinking.
That's because it's the song that plays at piano bars. It's the only song they ever play. Anytime you walk into a piano bar, it's Piano Man every time.
You get Leroy Brown from time to time.
Every now and then, man, but it's always Piano Man.
We also play Fun Facts with Dina. That's where I look up weird and bizarre facts, and then I read them to everyone.
Oh, like John's Amazing Facts of the Day.
It's my Amazing Fact of the Day.
That's fun.
Just go download the podcast, listen to the last few minutes of it. We got you covered.
That's a great road trip tradition. If you guys want to get into that, start downloading the Mixed Morning Fix on your favorite podcast directory.
Jackson, how does one find the Mixed Morning Fix?
Go to your favorite podcast directory. It's Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We're everywhere.
Oh,
and just search for the Mixed Morning Fix.
Monroe is showing us photos of, I don't know, she's like kissing a camel
or
something
weird. Her baby girl's licking a camel.
Why are you putting your daughter that close to a camel's tongue?
Do you want your
she
daughter
put the
to get
carrot in her mouth?
What is wrong
put
with
the carrot
you?
In her mouth, and then the camel comes between the fence, and he gets it out.
And he spits in your face.
Now, I'm new to radio, so will you guys help me on this? Because listen,
here
I'm still
go.
I'm mainly an intern at this point, but one day I hope to learn more from the two of you.
Okay.
And it was my understanding that like you don't spray a lot of stuff on you. Like
yeah,
in radio.
You don't wear like a lot of body spray
right.
or cologne or perfume or anything.
Yeah, it's
Why?
What I've heard through
training.
It's
really like deodorant and toothpaste is really the most smell you should come in
because
with.
You're trapped in a tiny closet sitting on each other's laps.
With other people.
With
yeah.
other people, yeah. And so that's what I've always been told. And Monroe.
It was one spray.
That cannot be
you
one spray.
You saw it. You saw it.
What
I got this
happened?
I got this new little perfume sample in my Ipsy.
Yeah, so you get like what, once a week, once a month? Once a month you get this like box and you bring it in here and it's like a science experiment that Jackson and I have to be a part of. And you were very excited because they had a perfume.
Yeah.
Body
it's
spray.
A perfume.
Okay.
That's made from upcycled food.
Rotten food, right.
It's called I Am Trash.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh, this is so cool. So then I was just like, let's see what this smells like. And I sprayed one spray.
It keeps growing.
My eyes are burning.
Yeah, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse
as we go.
It's, I open a window.
I taste citrus.
Bitter orange. That's what it
is.
Is
that what it is? Is that what I'm tasting right now? Yeah.
Fermented orange.
I think there's maybe like a grape,
a cedar
in there as well.
From now on, you got to put that on outside, and then you can come in. But it's got to be able to dissipate a little.
I think maybe put up on outside and then just leave for the day. Like I don't know.
It's not bad. It's not that bad.
No, it's great.
It's great.
Though I will say, We do work in a scent-free work environment. It's,
oh, man, this is going to be a memo now because
of
you.
In case you guys
spray. Man. I sprayed one spray.
Memo.
It's a tiny bottle. So I don't know what happened.
If you've missed it up to this point, we've gotten several memos, and we get several memos a year
because there's
one person in the office that is allergic to, like, perfumes and, like, intense scents.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't burn candles. We can't spray perfume. We can't do anything.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
And every minute that passes in this studio, this perfume gets worse. So, like, there'll be people that come in with a perfume, and then we get a memo.
Always.
I cannot imagine the lashing we're going to get because Monroe sprayed that trash perfume.
You guys, it's like, are my eyes red?
Yeah, it looks like you have a chemical burn at this point.
Yeah, I feel like I have a chemical burn
it's
at this point.
Not going well. All right. Let's get a pocket full of sunshine.
Stand by. I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. There's a police officer who went to help a woman whose car broke down in the drive-thru of a Taco Bell, right?
Oh, what a bummer place.
I know.
So embarrassing.
Because I got to be honest with you. If you're grabbing dinner real quick at Taco Bell, your day probably hasn't gone great.
Right? And then your car breaks down in the middle of it. And it was like in the middle of the drive-thru lane.
Oh, so everyone's behind.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Yeah. Right? And everybody's just going to sit there and honk at you.
Yep.
And you're like, I can't push the car by myself.
Yeah.
I need help. So police officer... pulled over. Police Officer Edwards says that she helped the family because it looked they were having a pretty rough day. She said they were standing outside the car. The kids were upset because it was a hot morning and lots of bugs were swarming. I wasn't sure if her kids were allowed to drink soda, but I went ahead and I paid for 4 drinks and took the empty cups outside. I gave her the receipt because her order was coming up. So she actually went and ordered food for the whole family because she could tell, like, this has been a rough day.
They were on edge.
Yeah. And the mom obviously didn't have a whole lot of money.
Right.
So she could just kind of, got that vibe. And
that's cool.
So, yeah. And then she invited the kids to play around in her patrol car.
While they waited for the car to get pushed out of the way.
That's fun.
That's awesome. You know what I realized? We never gave away tickets to see Train. We got to do that at 7:24. We got so sidetracked on Monroe's perfume.
Dude, you guys, it's not going.
It has not left this room at all. We need like a fan or something.
It's a lot.
So if you want tickets or train or Goo Goo Dolls, give us a call right now. We'll take caller 10.
At 844-649-1051.
844-MIX-1051.
All right, Jackson, let's do the show, Bisbee.
There's a cue, and you know it. And the cue is call us right now. And that's how I know to say the
number. Just trying new things, man. Just, you know, trying to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Don't.
Keep him on his toes.
I can assure you I won't be on my toes. Justin Bieber admitted that he was never serious about fighting Tom Cruise. So everyone kept asking me why I wouldn't do the Tom Cruise story during Showbiz Beat. And I'm just like, because he was joking. And and it was a lame joke also. It just wasn't very good.
It was really random.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
I feel like maybe it had too much of the old sauce.
That's what it seemed like to me.
And thought, this is going to be funny.
Yep.
Well, this is what he said. He said, quote, I actually don't know him. I think he's a really great guy. The story is I saw an interview with him in it, and he just happened to be on my mind. It was a random tweet. I do stuff like this.
What if Tom Cruise saw him next time and just punched him, though?
Oh, I hope so.
I wouldn't hate it, actually. Like, that'd be pretty good.
That's for calling me out.
That's
for your facial hair.
Yeah.
That's for not cutting your hair.
That's right.
Oh, man. You guys are being real mean to the Bieber. Which was kind of my critique of the whole thing anyway,
is that
he made a joke and then all of these UFC fighters are like, come fight me! It's like, no!
That wasn't the point.
That wasn't the point.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, fighters, anytime you mention anything about getting into a fight or knocking someone out, there's inevitably going to be a UFC fighter that pops up in front of you like, oh, you want to go? No, I don't, actually. I've never wanted to go.
That's why Bieber had to say something again.
Yeah, he's just like, you guys,
stop.
I am just kidding.
Stop trying to fight me.
Conor McGregor's involved, and I'm scared.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, no, especially Conor McGregor.
I know.
Yeah. He's got a short fuse. Selena Gomez might be the third most followed person on Instagram,
but
she doesn't even have Instagram on her phone anymore. She deleted it. She says that it wasn't good for her to use all the time. Oh, do you have the audio?
Yeah,
I want to
hear
play it.
There you go.
I used to a lot, but I think it's just become really unhealthy. I think personally for young people, including myself, to spend all of their time fixating on all these comments and letting this stuff in, and it was affecting me. It would make me depressed. It would make me feel not good about myself and look at my body differently and all kinds of stuff. So I actually don't have it on my phone. I have it on someone else's phone, and when I feel like I want to share something with my fans or just mess around with it, I do it then.
Cool.
What? I don't think she looks great these days.
You're worried about
her?
I
feel like there's something going on. There's still something going on.
Do you think it's health or emotional?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if it's making you miserable, then you need to delete it. But I have a heart... Here's my problem with it, is that when celebrities do this, they tell everyone else to do it, and they act so holier than thou. It's like, well, I'm sorry that you were too dumb to not, that you couldn't handle social media. The rest of us can, though. It's fine.
Just don't read the comments.
I think that's easier said than done.
Turn your comments off.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people are doing anymore. They're just turning the comments off. So if you're having a hard time with the comments, would highly recommend that. That's always fun. All right. I went down a rabbit hole this morning already. It's very early.
It's only 7:28.
But it happened. So the reason I brought this up is we're getting a new Spice Girls movie. I'm very, very excited.
Okay.
And here's the craziest part. All five of the Spice Girls, including Victoria Beckham, are on board. And they're going to be doing it.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's going to be an animated film. So they're all just lending their voices to it. And it's going, they haven't released anything about like plot or anything, but there will be some new songs. So we're getting some new Spice Girls music with all five of them, which I'm really excited. And Simon Fuller is producing, which is really exciting.
Who was telling me that they had a friend watch the Spice Girls movie and they thought it was a fake movie? Like it was just
a fake
parody?
Band. Yeah.
Yeah. Like almost like how Josie and the Pussycats.
I think it was Camilla. Was it Camilla?
Yeah, someone's friend watched it and was like, oh, that's a funny parody. And it's like, no, that was actually
Spice Girls were like the biggest band in the world for a
while. They were
an
actual band. That was a real thing that happened.
Yep. I'm very excited for the movie. But here's how I went down a rabbit hole. Because I clicked on The Hollywood Reporter. And if you've never like read through The Hollywood Reporter, it's kind of like the trades. That's where they announce upcoming movies, upcoming projects, all sorts of stuff. And their articles are always a mile long. Like, it's never just real quick, hey, here's this information, bye. It's always like, oh, produced by this. The sound grip's name was this. And then so this article talks about Spice Girls very briefly. And then the meat of the article are all of these upcoming animated projects. And I'm really excited about some of them, including in 2020, we are getting a SpongeBob movie. It's called The SpongeBob Movie. It's a Wonderful Sponge. They have just added Awkwafina, who I love, and Reggie Watts to the voice cast.
That's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I think they're both going to do a great job. Fun.
I've only ever watched one SpongeBob movie, and that was like the 3D one.
Bad.
It was
That's
terrible.
A bad movie.
I know.
It
They're
was
all hard. Great.
Watch the first one, the first SpongeBob movie. That's when you're wrong. Listen, it's okay.
It was Billie Eilish. Thank you, Matt, who thought that about the Spice Girls.
Billie Eilish.
Thank you.
But also, some of the
Camilla.
She was telling a Billie Eilish story.
Uh huh.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Also, the SpongeBob movie is going to have new original songs written by none other than Cyndi Lauper.
Wow.
Cindy!
I don't hate that either.
I love Cindy.
Okay.
Oh, I love Cyndi Lauper. And it's really like a big ode to refer to it as a big love letter to SpongeBob's creator, Stephen Hillenburg, who passed away last November. And they're going to try really hard to make it get back to the root of everything.
What it was about.
Exactly. So you really feel the nostalgia of it all because it's really built for like the adult fans who like aged out of it. So I'm so excited for this movie. And then another one which I'm really excited about. In 2022, they're currently working on a new animated film called Jersey Crabs. It'll be a Grease-like musical set on the Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Where tourist crabs from the sea come on and they clash with the local townie crabs.
Yeah.
This sounds like the funniest thing in the entire world.
So it's West Side Story meets SpongeBob SquarePants?
Jersey Shore.
And
Jersey Shore is more what I think it is.
All right.
Yeah.
Because they like specifically say townies. And I've never met a townie. quite like those that live on the Jersey Shore. And then finally, Tom Holland almost got himself into some trouble. He was doing a photo shoot on the beach, and he was sitting on a chair, fully clothed on the beach, which I thought was weird. Even weirder, though, the chair is half on fire.
Why?
So he's just sitting there, right next to a fire, getting photos done. I don't know why. Tom Holland, man.
Right.
And then there's a video of it, and about... right at near the end of the video, the flame jumps from like where it's supposed to stay nice and contained and controlled and like hits his leg, and he like jumps up because he almost caught on fire. It is so funny. I have the video up right now at mix1051utah.com.
He would have gone up like a piece of lint.
Yeah,
he's there's not a lot.
He's a literal stick.
Right.
Like, that sticks burn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta wrap you up.
I said that's the showbiz beat.
Oh, that's the showbiz beat.
Thanks, I said Jackson. It already.
That's the showbiz beat.
Oh my gosh.
You're in charge of the show. You get to choose the news right now. And our way of saying thank you will put you into a drawing for tickets to Utah Royals FC. Their match coming up on Saturday. It's going to be 8 p.m. The weather's going to be perfect. It's a great night out for some soccer. Jackson, your story is...
Well, you can't get a DUI if you swallow your keys.
Monroe.
5 important phrases to use in your relationship.
And I've got a gender reveal that even Jackson can get behind.
Woo.
It's going to be something big then, right?
It better be something big, because I roll my eyes at gender reveals every day.
Jordan says, I got to go with Jackson today. I can't imagine someone who would really swallow their keys.
Yeah, but people are not great.
Oh my gosh, guys, you made it hard today, but I got to go with John. Thank you. Our buddy Julio from Provo is going with you, Jackson.
Yeah, thanks, Julio.
I need all of the relationship phrases. I'm voting for Monroe today. Get it, girl? Stephanie and Orem. Got to hear Jackson this morning because it's obviously police-related. That's our buddy Raymond. Officer Raymond. In fact, he brought
Raymond.
You the hat the other day.
Dude, Raymond made my day. He brought in, you said that he had a gift for me, and I'm like, it's going to be a giant pair of gloves.
For her big old hands.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
And he came in, and it was a hat. It was a New Kids on the Block hat.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And I'm taking it on my family reunion
Are
this
you?
Weekend. I'm so excited.
Oh, good. If it's a gender reveal, even Jackson can get behind, then I need to hear the story. My vote is for you, John.
John thinks that I can get behind it. I want to be clear that I'm not endorsing John's story.
I'm telling you that. I feel like you're saying people should vote for me. That's my understanding of what's happening right now.
No.
Let's see here. It's really a two-way race. But she's glaring at me.
She's looking at you.
She's looking at me in such a way.
In her defense, that was unnecessary.
Winner with 44% of the votes, Jackson.
Yeah! Killing it this week.
Have you won every day?
No, she won
Monroe
yesterday.
Got one. Okay.
Yeah?
No, I didn't win yesterday.
Adam, maybe it was me.
I don't know. I didn't win one day.
Okay.
It broke my heart. This story comes to us from Guangdong in southeast China. A 26-year-old guy went out last Thursday. Went out with some friends, had some beverages.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And that's where the night starts to get away from him.
Nice.
So he didn't remember much. Stumbled back to his apartment. Fell asleep. He wakes up the next day and he is in incredible pain. He can feel it in his stomach. He's just like, I don't know what. He's like, I kind of thought it was just kind of hangover.
Yeah.
Thought I would lay down,
feel
get
better.
Some sleep, everything would be fine. But he was just in immense pain. So eventually they went down to the hospital. Doctors took an x-ray and inside of him, they found a car key.
Mmm.
At some point during the night, for whatever reason, he swallowed his entire car key. So I have the x-ray up if you guys want to see it.
Now, are you saying key or keys, plural?
It looks like a key and a key ring.
Well, I'm going to walk over there where
you...
Yeah. Oh,
go
ahead. My God.
Like,
oh.
I don't even know how you would do that because I know a lot of people that can't even take a multivitamin.
No.
And, like, my dog won't take it unless I lump it in with peanut butter. So what I like to believe happened, see that at the bar? Someone was just like, you should swallow your key. And he's like, I can't do that. And they're like, but look, I put it in the middle of some peanut butter for you. And he's like, oh, I can do that. Swallowed it up real good. I like to believe personally that he did it so that he wouldn't be tempted to drive home.
That's what I'm thinking.
I bet it was a dare from his friends because they didn't want him to drive home.
Like, hey, man.
I bet you can't eat your key, dude.
Oh, that's so funny.
They're like, hey, man, don't drive home. He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to drive home. Watch this. Go.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because, you know.
Do you think it got stuck for a second? Like, he had to do like a little
and then.
He'd have to. That's a big key.
I know.
That's a big, big key. Now, it's not like one that has a key fob on it.
No.
But it's a key ring, and it's a—I mean, it's still a car key.
It's legit.
Yeah. Doctors, once they saw the X-ray, they're like, "We need to get that out of you now." So he went into emergency surgery to get the key out, and now he's recovering. But it looks like he's going to make a full recovery.
Oh,
is that
man.
Wild?
That is a crazy story.
He swallowed the whole key.
The X-ray makes it.
Oh man, it's nuts.
All right, if you want to hear the other stories, good news—we tell them each and every day in our podcast. Last week at this time, exactly 1 week ago. Monroe was barely even focused on the show because she was heading up to New Kids on the Block over at Vivint Smart Home Arena.
I knew it was going to be the best night ever. I told everyone in my life.
Yes, you did.
That it was going to be the best night ever. And guess what?
It was.
It was the best night ever.
Gave us some serious FOMO as we watched on Instagram.
I know. And that is so much vindication for me.
Yes.
That is so much. Because, man, I heard it from everyone.
You did.
I heard it from my family. Oh, you're not going to miss the New Kids on the Block show. And then after it happens, everybody's like, oh!
It was so cool.
I wish I'd gone.
Friday you came in, you were riding the high, you were enjoying life.
Yeah.
And now there's drama about something that was so pure.
So I know, right? Don't cause drama in my world.
What
number
happened?
One thing being my friend. Don't bring me drama. Because I can't deal with it.
So what happened?
That's not true. She loves it.
She loves drama.
She loves drama.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, so we had this friend. So the first time New Kids on the Block came through town,
yeah,
there were a group of four of us, right? We all went to the show, and it was a great time.
This was the Maverick Center, right?
Yeah. It was a great time. We all had fun. So then we found out they were coming back, and we all got excited. And so we talked to this the fourth member, if mm-hmm. you will, and told her we all agreed on a price point. You know, this is what we're going to pay to go to this show. We're not going to pay any more or less. And she was like, no, I'm not going to pay that. I don't want to pay that. Like, you guys are crazy.
We just saw them.
Yeah.
They were just here.
So she didn't want to go. So tickets go on sale. We get the tickets. We're going to do this experience. We're going to go meet them. It's going to be the best night ever. And it was. And the show was all fun. And now she's like, you guys didn't invite me.
Oh, I hate when they do that.
I totally would have gone. No, you sat there and made fun of us. Because we were going to spend that amount of money for New Kids on the Block, first show we've already seen.
So does she feel like right when you're there about to purchase the tickets, there should have been one final call, one final reach out?
No, in her mind, we just didn't call her.
At all.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if she just didn't understand what we were going to do, like go backstage and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
she was like,
I don't want to spend that much money to go to the show.
Right.
Fine.
This sort of thing, though, is happening more and more because one of the big plagues of the digital age is that no one will confirm with you.
Oh, that's the truth.
When you try to make plans.
Yeah.
So if you try to plan anything that's more than a week out, people are like, maybe text me when it happens. And, like, they refuse to, like, acknowledge your plans
mm-hmm.
because they're afraid that day of something better is going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always looking for that better thing. And then if they've already made plans with you, they either bail or they're all huffy about it because they could have been somewhere better. But then if they don't go and you have a good time, they get mad at you for not inviting them, even though it's like, girl, I definitely invited you. You were absolutely there. You just didn't want to go.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit there and beg you.
Drives me nuts.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. Either you want to go or you don't.
Let me ask you this. Has this person, because you've posted a few photos now of the New Kids show.
Uh-huh.
Have they given you likes on your social
media? Nope.
They
have. Not a one.
You were watching for
not
it.
Not a one.
She was.
Not
you
one.
Knew it.
I knew it.
Not one like. Oh, it's so frustrating.
You better believe she took screenshots, though, and sent them to her other friends.
Yeah,
like,
she did.
Can
you believe I wasn't invited to this?
Oh, my gosh.
You're on a group chain, and you don't even know it right now.
I know. It's so frustrating.
Oh,
man.
So frustrating.
Yeah.
But, you know, she spent, like, how many months did we have to buy the tickets in advance?
She
spent that whole time talking about, oh, you spent that much to go to the show.
So she was talking trash after you bought them.
No, but I know.
You know
not to
was.
Us, but
no,
I know she was.
Yeah.
I know you were. I know Jackson was.
I did to your face.
I know my mom was.
Yeah. Because Monroe spent a lot of money on this.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess
was like,
what?
Yeah.
But I told you the next day, I admitted to you how wrong I was.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Because
it was way worth it.
It looked like so much fun.
I danced with Danny Wood's dad. I hugged Donnie Wahlberg. I got to fill up Donnie Wahlberg. So
you're the reason that meet and greets are so expensive.
You're the reason why they don't allow people to stand next to each other in meet and greets.
I was doing the thing when I was asking him the question, hoping he wouldn't notice me like twisting his t-shirt in my fingers.
Oh my gosh.
Donnie Wahlberg's going to sue you for a dollar. Just like Taylor Swift.
Monroe's going to get Taylor Swift. Yeah,
Monroe's going to get Taylor Swift.
Man. Jackson. See the showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. All right. Tristan Thompson's ex-girlfriend claims that she was still with him and pregnant with his child when he started dating Kim Kardashian.
Or Khloe, you mean?
Oh, Khloe, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yes, I saw this going down on Facebook. I was like, oh, there is some drama.
So whose side are you on all this, Monroe?
Okay, so Khloe's argument is that he assured her that it was all over and that he had his people tell Khloe that it was all over between them. But she was still pregnant. Like, he's still a man that's trying to leave a woman pregnant.
Mm-hmm. You think it's not a good sign?
Right.
Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Like, you're not picking very well.
Right.
He's leaving her. She's pregnant and he's leaving her.
Plus, how many times does Tristan Thompson have to treat a woman badly for women to stop dating Tristan Thompson? Like, I get it. He's rich or whatever, but
he's rich.
Still, he's going to leave you. You're going to have a couple of great weeks with him, but then he's going to leave you. And if you're okay with that, great. But he's a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Have we heard, is Khloe dating anyone new at this point?
I don't think so.
No. Yeah, I haven't heard anything. But I also don't follow the Kardashians like that closely. Mm-hmm. That's more what I lean on Monroe for. She's more the Kardashian
expert. Are you serious? I hate the Kardashians.
I'm the one who likes the Kardashians.
I know you like the Kardashians, but she hates them and she hate watches them.
That's true.
Them.
Oh, I do.
So she's always on
watcher.
Social media and she's always like, oh, you'll never believe what they did again.
I was watching a teaser for this week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians and Kendall Jenner was like, I've never had a Hershey's Kiss before.
Oh.
I'm like, is that where we're at?
That's where we're
at. Is that where we're at now, Kardashians?
With the Kardashians.
This is our tease.
Wow. Maybe we should go buy some.
Oh, my God.
Ugh, Khloe, you're so gross.
I'm so hot. You just stay here and be hot.
Man, and that was a whole season of the Kardashians.
End scene.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Kevin Durant of the Warriors confirmed that he ruptured his Achilles. Like, straight up ruptured it. Which is expected to keep him out of playing for over a year.
Wow.
So it was an injury during a game.
And, he just came back also.
And he just came back from So it was an injury during a game. He ruptured his Achilles. Here's the really, silver lining of it all. So I guess during the game, a Raptors fan, after he went down, a Raptors fan cheered and like, yeah.
I know.
And then later, after he found out that it was actually a serious, serious injury, sent him flowers.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. He was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. Like, I was just supporting my team. I didn't mean to be a jerk. Like, that's super cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
He realized that the rule one in sports, you don't cheer when the opposite team gets hurt.
It's not nice.
You don't do that. It's bad sportsmanship.
Well, and it's easy to forget that sports and football players are people still. Yeah. Like, we treat them like cattle.
That's their career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's their whole life. Yeah. You just watch go down the drain. It's crazy.
And speaking of sports cabal, the St. Louis Blues have finally ended their 51-year drought and won their first Stanley Cup. Isn't that cool?
Wow.
I'm shocked you're doing two sports stories in a row. Back to back.
Here's why I'm bringing up the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
So if you've missed all of the fighting on social media between Jim and Pam from The Office, John Krasinski, Jenna Fischer. Jenna Fischer is a big St. Louis Blues fan. They were going up against John Krasinski's team, the Bruins. And so they had this fun little back and forth. So yesterday, John Krasinski's at the game. He's like, game 7 of the Stanley Cup, sitting here, and he's like, just giving this whole pep talk. You know, Jenna Fischer, however it turns out, I just want you to know that I still appreciate our friendship or whatever. And then in walks Roy. Roy from The Office. It's the guy who played Pam's fiance in like the first 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
And one of the best one of the long-running jokes in the first 3 seasons of The Office is like Pam was engaged to him forever. And she, this is after on their first date, He took her to a hockey game with his brother and left her there. And so Jenna Fischer gets the video. She goes down and she comments on it. Just make sure he doesn't leave you at the game.
So funny.
Solid joke, Jenna.
Everything about that video. Go follow John Krasinski.
If you're not already.
Yeah.
Because he's great. All right, guys. Are you ready for the... We've got some great concerts coming up. But this might actually be the best concert of the year.
Okay.
Baby Shark Live.
Yeah! Baby Shark!
Baby. Yeah. Monroe.
I hate this song. Why won't it die?
Get in here. The water's warm.
It won't die.
Soon your kids will be begging you to take them to Baby Shark Live. Next month, the dates are set to be announced. And it's described as a fully immersive, one-of-a-kind musical experience.
I'll go.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'll go as an adult with my adult friends. We love that song. We love Baby Shark. We played it at the bar the other night.
You give me some Baby Shark followed by some Raining Tacos. That's a good afternoon.
Solid. I do like Raining Tacos.
There you go.
All right, continuing with our interesting statistics on fictional worlds.
Yes, please.
All right. Here's one that's super crazy. The main cast of Seinfeld, so the main four.
Okay.
Dated 212 people combined over the course of the series.
Who was Jerry the most?
Jerry was the most. He had 73 people that he was dating.
George?
George. Yep. Closely by George was 62. Who do you think was next?
Elaine?
Elaine.
Then Kramer?
50.
No kidding.
And then Kramer. Yeah. Kramer only had 27, which still... the fact that Kramer pulled for 27 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, like... That's not a group of people, except for Elaine, that I would expect to be real lady killers.
Well, that was the whole thing about Seinfeld, was every week he'd have a new girlfriend, and they were all just models.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, these women were way too... That's why I hate Seinfeld so much, because you have the ugliest man in the world, Jason Alexander, sitting there talking about, I don't like the way her teeth look when she hits sunlight, or something stupid like that.
That was the joke, and they were always so good looking.
I know.
And he was hideous.
And that's why I hate it, though. It's just like, ugh. Men.
It's the funny thing.
This reminds me of men. If you owned 101 Dalmatians in real life,
okay,
every single day you would have to clean up 76 pounds of poo.
Gross.
No.
No.
Oh.
I would never want to own 101 anything.
No.
Yep. In Minecraft, okay, if you took the total surface area available in Minecraft, which I've never played, so I don't really understand what that means. If you took the whole surface area, it would be over 9 million Earths. That's how big that world is.
I didn't even realize it ended.
Apparently it does.
Okay,
If you recreated the Lego movie with real Lego pieces, it would require more than 15 million blocks. And if you made a tower with that many blocks, it would be 90 miles high.
Challenge accepted. Somebody's got to do this. Yeah. Right? You got to make the whole Lego movie world now.
No, not the... He's talking take all the blocks and just stack them on top of each other.
Like if you made a tower.
Oh, but people, okay.
They've done that. Go to Legoland. They have the whole...
Do they really?
Yeah.
They have the whole thing?
The whole city's there.
It's really fun.
It's really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And finally... Oh, which one do I want to end on?
Give us both.
Let's do this one. The amount of damage done to Manhattan in the first Avengers movie is estimated at $160 billion. So they watched the battle. They watched how many buildings got smashed into,
right. Like
what the damages would be. That is more than 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, or the 2011 tsunami in Japan.
Sure.
It did way more damage than that.
We did have aliens attack.
And they were crashing into the building.
Crashing the buildings.
And then the Hulk
was
trying
smashing.
To like, yeah.
Yeah.
This all right, Hulk that's the show that's beat. That's
all right,
enough.
Jackson, appreciate that. Hey, Jackson, this is for you. You watched Good Burger, right?
Loved Good Burger.
Who was in Good Burger? What was that?
It was Kenan and Kel.
Was that a movie or a TV show?
It started as an all that skit, and then it got turned into a movie.
Okay, so it's like
you don't know anything about Good Burger?
I can't remember.
I'm going to slap you to death.
I remember
crazy.
It was a thing.
Good Burger. That's one of those movies. It's like Space Jam. When you bring those movies up to people my age, mm-hmm. like they lose their minds.
Okay, so it's that good.
It's like that big of a deal.
Well, the same people who gave us the Saved by the Bell diner in 2016.
No.
Is the doing a pop-up Good Burger restaurant.
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? If they don't say that to every person in line, I will burn that place to the ground.
So the restaurant is in honor of the reboot of the Nickelodeon show that started Good Burger, all that, which is returning on Saturday.
Yes, Keenan.
Which I believe the Jonas Brothers are...
They're the first musical guest.
Doing the, yeah, I saw that on...
Another amazing... I can't tell you how excited I am for this reboot. I'm so jazzed.
How is Keenan doing this and SNL?
Well, this is taped.
Well, I know, but like that's a lot of sketch comedy for one person, isn't it?
It is. Nobody's that funny.
He's not
all
writing
the time.
It. Does he write any of it anymore? Or does he just cruise it?
He doesn't. He's definitely not writing SNL anymore. He's just there. Like they say, hey, these are your lines. He goes, I'll read them. It's fine.
I swear. I think also I heard that he has a new show coming up, like on NBC, like a sitcom.
Yeah. He does. He's got something in the works.
Okay.
He's busy. He's a busy dude.
Who would have ever thought Keenan would be this busy?
That's the thing. Is like it's really Keenan's world now. Like he's gone on to do really big stuff.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Would you go?
Where is it?
It's in LA.
Of course it is. Everything cool's in LA.
I feel like we should try to get you there, though.
Stop it. I couldn't handle it.
Oh, my
die.
Gosh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Let's just make him go. Let's not give him a car this time either.
You have
we won't
to give
get
me
him a car.
Car.
We won't give him money.
I can assure you my car will not make it to California. It's a miracle that it makes it from Bountiful to downtown Salt Lake City every day.
All right. You're going to have the choice of the good. You could buy a good burger.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
A good shake.
Mm-hmm.
Good chunks.
Wait, what's a good chunk?
I don't know.
I don't want to.
I don't know.
What's a good chunk, John?
They might even have the strawberry jacuzzi. I'm just, I don't
Wait,
know.
I really want, jacuzzi? I really, really just want a good burger. And I want it in a good burger wrapper, and I want it for Instagram.
I feel like I'm kind of that way with the Krusty Krab. I know that sounds, I really want to
yes,
try a Krusty Krab burger.
Yes, pop-up Krusty Krab.
I know.
Do you remember when they did that with Gilmore Girls? They did the pop-up Luke Steiner?
No. Did they?
Yeah, they did it at a couple coffee shops here in Salt Lake.
Oh, no. Did you go?
Yes, I did. I went to both of them. It was magical because they really did. They had the cups and they had all
they
the
had
logos
all.
And then
yeah.
all the people, because Luke's thing was he always wore like a flannel and a baseball hat. So all of the people that were working at the place had flannels and baseball hats on.
How fun.
It was awesome. So if you're a true fan of it, I bet it'll
you
be
like
a magical
it.
Experience.
All right. Right now, they just released a new survey to find out the most popular vegetable in America. America. What do you think it is?
Corn.
Potato. Is a potato a vegetable?
Potato is a vegetable.
Okay. I would say potato.
It's a root vegetable.
Potato is not correct.
What?
Oh, really? That's America's favorite pastime.
Corn came in second.
Because that's those are the worst ones for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, here's the thing. When they say eat vegetables, you're like, okay, cool. I like corn. I like peas. I like potatoes. And they're like,
so
no, none of those.
Yeah.
You can't have any of those.
No.
It's like, well, then vegetables are stupid.
Yeah. No. I'm trying to see if potato. No, almost towards the end there. Number one, broccoli.
Oh, I do love broccoli.
Yeah. Everybody serves broccoli.
But I wouldn't accuse America of liking broccoli. I know America better than that, and I know they're not eating a whole lot of broccoli. They might buy a lot of broccoli, but it is going rotten in a lot of fridges right now.
Carrots came in third.
Yeah, carrots are fine.
I like carrots. I enjoy carrots with hummus.
I was about to say, they're great
carrots
for the hummus.
Carrots with hummus?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's ranch. It's ranch.
Well, yeah, ranch too, but also hummus.
That's the only thing that carrots go with is ranch.
But I'm trying to help you, Monroe. Instead of doing a 36-hour fast, carrots with hummus. No.
She's so
just
offended.
She,
that
so
she can't even
right
talk.
Now. She hates me right now so much.
I don't know what you just said. I'm so mad.
Hummus.
I just see red.
Hummus. Yeah. Hummus. How do you cook your broccoli, by the way?
I steam it.
You really? Ugh.
I steam it. And then I put a little bit of the spray butter that I can't believe it's not there.
Oh, I love the spray butter.
I love spray butter. A little bit of Parmesan cheese and then some salt and pepper. It's delicious.
What about you?
Dude, my husband and I, it's a growing argument in our house. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Because I like it to where it changes color. So it goes to like the olive green color.
Okay, uh-huh.
Ooh, and it's just mush.
So you're steaming
butter.
It though?
Yeah, just mush, and my husband
You like
it
roasted,
hates it.
Don't you?
I bake it, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Bake it?
I make it crispy.
What's the matter with you?
It's the best way. Oh, I do a lot of pan bakes in the house, because I cook dinner, and I do a lot of like one pan bakes. So I'll do like asparagus or Brussels sprouts or broccoli, and it's just in there with the protein, and it just gets crispy. And it's like the best.
Eh.
It's way better than steaming. It ruins it.
First you talked to me about hummus, and now I find out you're a broccoli baker.
Yeah, gross.
Can we not be friends
anymore?
We
can never go to John's house for dinner because it would be disgusting.
I can't even make eye contact with you.
Monroe, I got a question. If you're doing a road trip this weekend for the family reunion,
mm-hmm.
It's for your family or Tom's family?
It's for my husband's family.
Okay.
We're all staying in the same house together.
Oh, are they doing one of those big homes and everyone's kind of has a room kind of a thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You excited about that?
I am excited about my mother-in-law's cooking.
Oh, she good?
Yeah, she's a good cook.
My question is, what are you doing about Father's Day? I mean, you're going to be on the road. Are you skipping it?
Listen, here's the thing. Tom's the driver on the road trips, and I'm the sleeper. That's what I do.
Right. You actually took, during the rituals, when we were talking about road trip rituals, you said your ritual is falling asleep.
I will sleep the whole time.
Right.
It's the only time I can ever get sleep in my life. Uh-huh. I'll sleep so good, right? With the AC just blasting me in the face.
You put a pillow?
Oh, yeah.
Up on the window?
Okay, so what I do is I do the pillow. And then I wrap the blanket completely around me, and so there's just a little hole. And I make room for, that's where the AC hits directly.
It's
so
right
it goes
there
inside
on
the blanket.
Nose and eyes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. So for Father's
Day. So for Father's Day, we're driving home.
So you're doing the long drive on Father's Day.
Home. Yes. Right. It's gonna be like a 10-hour drive.
Yeah.
Tom's not going to drive.
Well, it's Father's Day.
He's going to pull the Father's Day card.
Yes.
And I'm going to be like, Father's Day, Schmother's Day.
Ooh, not language.
Wow.
Language, family show.
Wow. Okay, simmer down now.
I'm the sleeper. You're the driver. It's Father's Day. Congratulations. Be a dad. Drive us home.
I don't feel like you act this way on Mother's Day.
Oh, no.
Oh,
remember how Monroe
me.
Was on Mother's Day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Queen of the universe.
He refused to peel my grapes.
Okay, because grapes aren't supposed to be peeled.
It doesn't
if you
matter.
Want that, your princess little hands
matter.
Can get in there and peel
that's
them.
The day that I get waited on hand and foot.
Nope.
And he refused. And Tom was like, you just expect this to be a day where you can just say commands and we all go do it.
Right.
Yes.
So
that is the point of Mother's Day.
So shouldn't that be the point of Father's Day?
No, because
you're the father and the husband and the dad and the man.
Yeah.
You gotta drive.
You're the driver. Sure.
I would choose to drive. Is he not like that?
He doesn't like it because he can't stand nobody talking.
Oh.
He just wants to talk the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah. And you should.
And I sleep.
I prefer it. Because I like to drive, but I also like my friends to be awake and chat with me.
Dude, me and the kids. See, we just sleep. That's what we do.
I feel
then
like.
Then he just says, hey, anybody. You guys, there's a. Did you guys see this tree? It's called a blue spruce.
That sounds exciting, first of all.
So what you're saying is he's not the great conversationalist that we would expect.
I feel like the rule is if you have someone driving for a long period of time, it's your obligation to stay up with them.
The passenger seat.
The passenger seat.
If you're in the back, fine. Go to sleep.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yes.
You're fine back
yes.
there.
Kids can't sit in the front, though.
Well,
I got bad news for you.
A lot of problems for you, kid.
You're supposed to stay up and talk to them so he can stay alert.
Yeah.
As he drives. You don't want everyone to sleep and all of a sudden he gets lulled into a little bit of a slumber. Him, you know?
No.
Yeah.
That's on him, man.
That's not on him.
Let me tell you, my last road trip, because I like when people are awake. I like when they talk to me. My last road trip, I started in Bountiful. I went and picked them all up individually because they live all down the valley.
Oh, yeah.
And then as soon as we left the valley, all of them asleep.
Ugh.
And they were all dead asleep because we left early until we hit St. George. I had to stop for fuel and they all woke up like, oh wow, we made it this far. I'm like, yeah, you brats, wake up.
Oh my goodness, it's like we just left. Yeah, for you.
Yeah, you're right. We did just leave. Oh, they almost just got brake checked.
Right.
One of my favorite things when they all fall asleep, just slam on the brakes. Oh my gosh! Panic.
Parents ruin things.
Ugh,
a lot.
Always.
Right? Monroe's of the world ruin things. No, all of us. A company tried to give away free season passes to an amusement park.
Oh, here we go. It's Build-A-Bear all over again.
Called Kentucky Kingdom on Monday. So think like
Kentucky
a lagoon
Kingdom.
Style place,
yeah.
right?
It's, like, we're going to Kentucky Kingdom.
Hometown exactly. amusement park.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I worked in Wichita, quick side note. they opened up an amusement park while I was there. Just
cool.
like a lagoon. Not as big yet, but that was like the idea. They bought all this land. They had a bunch of rides. They brought the morning show out to broadcast there.
Cool.
And like we went on all the rides like first. It was really cool.
That's awesome.
Closed down a month later.
Oh.
Because no one went? Or for safety reasons?
No, they didn't have the finances for it.
Those things have to be expensive to operate.
Like I don't know what they thought would happen, but it did not happen. So this Kentucky Kingdom place turned into a mob scene.
Oh, no.
So an official had to get on the police loudspeaker and cut it short. So I'm going to let you listen to it and see if you can exactly hear. You'll hear the parents at the beginning, and then you'll hear the loudspeaker.
Open the door!
Be quiet! Hey! Shut up!
It's 1 o'clock!
Because y'all keep on cutting us and pushing us.
We've been sitting out here since 9 o'clock!
They shouldn't have tickets!
Open the door!
At this time, we're going to shut down the sign-up. If we decide to do another sign-up on a different day, then you will be notified. I apologize to all the children who are being affected by this, because as adults, we need to be able to have control of our children, control of ourselves, and understand that this did not have to happen.
That's right.
It didn't have to happen.
They blamed the adults. They said, listen, kids, I'm sorry, but the adults are being immature.
The grown-ups are being brats.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And they canceled the whole thing.
Ow, that hurts.
Isn't that crazy?
That
good
hurts.
For them. I'm glad they did. Like, at some point, you need to start putting people in their place.
Well, it's getting scary.
Yeah.
I won't go to these things because I'm afraid someone's going to get trampled.
I'd love to go to free day at the zoo or whatever promotions are happening, but you're going to get trampled.
Yeah.
It's not worth it anymore. People are just too mean.
And you get free entrance, you know, to say the zoo or something. Well, these people are not only expecting to just get in for free. They are expecting the world handed to them on a platter. Like, they want to be thanked for showing up to your event.
For free.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the good news. It turns out it's not just morning people or night people.
Oh.
You know, we've always been told, like, I'm a morning person. I'm a night person.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys consider yourselves?
I'm not either one of those things.
Okay, good. I might have you on this list then.
I am one of these. I'll take it where I can get it. People.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm a morning person.
Yeah, you are.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I know. Gosh, like, you come in, you kick the door open when you come in, like, hey, guys.
Yeah, woo! Oh, man. But if you've ever watched John try to stay up past 8 p.m., it's hilarious. We had to do an event once that we were promised was going to be like an hour.
Yeah.
And we ended up there for 4, and it was almost midnight, and I'm like, John's going to fall asleep at the table if we don't get him home. Yes. I've never seen him so cranky or, like, with less energy in my life.
I do, I'm not fun.
You're a morning
person. I know. Yeah.
You even party early. Like, if you go out, going out for John is, like, 6 p.m., you're home by 10 at the latest.
I prefer noon if I'm going to.
If possible.
Okay, so it turns out there's 4 types of people. Morning people, who are alert in the morning. Night owls, like we were talking about, who are most alert at night. Afternoon people, who are alert from 11 to 5.
That's me.
Is that you?
Yeah, I love the middle of the day, especially if I can squeeze in a nap, because I go in, I get real excited, I do a bunch of stuff, take a quick nap, bam, back at it.
I think you're this one. Nappers. Alert in the mornings, fade hard at 11, get a second burst of energy at 3 if they can squeeze in a nap.
Oh, yeah, that's me. Hard. Big time.
And they say that we could actually improve our productivity if companies embraced each sleep type and planned accordingly. So if you are a morning person, you would pick like the morning, whatever those words. Late night would be the late night. And then afternoon. So really, we should be doing not just a 9 to 5, but let's just make it work. And people would actually work harder.
And shift
it.
Dude,
can you imagine trying to run that company? Bob, why weren't you at the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, I know I said I was a morning person, but I'm starting to transition.
I'm a napper.
Yeah, I am a napper. Oh, and then if they installed a bed where you could go just take a quick nap.
Oh, like the Google cones?
Yeah.
Where you just those sleep cones?
Mm-hmm.
You never get out of it.
Nope.
Like, Jackson, this isn't really for like
this is my office now. Get out.
Exactly. Mine. Are you guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Did you know there is no documented case in history of a pirate making a treasure map?
Oh, really?
Wait.
Yeah.
They just know where their stuff is.
Maybe
I know where I buried it.
Yeah.
I'll get back to it.
Yeah, it was over there somewhere.
That's fair, because I've never seen a drunk person ever make a map, and pirates are just drunk all the time.
But, I mean, how does that culture and lore even start? It has to be from one of, like, the old books, but
like
Robinson Crusoe or something like that. But there's no such thing. There's no such thing as a treasure map.
But R.
I know R.
R. And he rolls it up and he's my treasure.
Vasty swab.
Treasure.
Yeah.
Maybe it came from this. Hear me out.
Okay.
You got a pirate. He's at a pub. He's docked a ship. He's hanging out, talking about, and he's had a few. So he's just like, oh, yeah, I got treasure everywhere. I got treasure everywhere, all over the place. So other patrons start looking at him. They're like, oh, cool. Like, where's your treasure? And he's like, well, if you go past this island, and they just start drawing on a napkin. So the first treasure map for actually napkin maps.
Oh.
Has to be it.
That's what it is.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
You know how pirates communicate to one another, right?
How?
Eye to eye.
Because they have a patch on one eye. It's not I.
A-Y-E.
I. Yeah,
I made it.
I thought you meant they both had a patch.
You missed. All right, that one didn't land. You got another one?
You were blinking. You were winking. Like
I was doing a pirate face.
Yeah, because they only have one eye.
Because they all have one eye, so I thought you meant eye to eye.
Oh, girl.
So they can, like butterfly kisses.
I'm sorry. What did you... Okay. We should end it now.
Final thoughts?
I don't even know anymore, honestly. Come to the Do Good Feel Good event. So put it in your calendar.
Yes, please.
Because we got a lot of people qualified for it, but there are a few spots. They might fill up quick. So you got to show up 11 a.m. Southtown Mark Miller Subaru in Sandy. You could be driving away with a brand new car.
Monroe.
I'm just picturing pirates giving butterfly kisses
to each other.
Come here. So I guess we're doing it then. Explain to me, is a butterfly kiss where you just like...
You blink.
It's the eyelash.
Oh, you blink your eyelashes on another?
A little that. If I'm sexy to you.
You want my treasure?
Nauseous. I'm sick to my stomach having heard that. That's so gross. People do that with their eyes to each other's eyes.
Oh, man, you do it with your kids all the time.
Yeah. Butterfly kisses.
Butterfly. No.
Especially not a kid's eye, because they're touching all sorts of gross stuff. They're putting it in their eye, getting some sort of infection, spreading it to you.
That's why I always have pink eye.
Kids are dirty.
Monroe, have a great trip. Be safe.
Okay.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Podcast Extra Holiday Inn. We got the Podcast Extra Holiday Inn. Oh, I'm so glad that we played it.
I can't believe we did that today on the show.
I'm not upset about it at all. So I always delete like the part where we talk about the song because we don't actually play the song in the podcast.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But we on air, we do a bit called Monroe's Throwback Song of the Day, and she just picks an old song that we play. And today, we actually, because she's going on vacation... She was able to convince John to play Holiday Inn from Chingy, 50 Cent, or not 50 Cent, Ludacris and Snoop.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man. Classic.
Can't believe we did that. I'm just waiting for the emails from the bosses. So,
hi, you know you're not the hip-hop station, right?
Oh, man, and the text.
I'm going to tell them to stay in their lane, okay? Tell them it's none of their business.
All right, let's get to the extras. Jackson, you won today.
Yeah.
Monroe, do you have your silver?
Yeah.
All right.
Five important phrases to use in your relationship. I like this because, you know, we had our anniversary yesterday.
Yes.
We might be going through a little bit of a rough patch today.
Happens with the best of us.
So these are kind of funny. It's just to keep your relationship healthy and communicate, which is always good to have these reminders. So according to the experts, the number one thing that you should say to your partner is, I like you just the way you are.
Oh, not like always say like, hey, you should do this instead.
Yeah, you shouldn't try to force each other to change too much.
Dang it.
Because it probably won't happen regardless. So work on accepting them and earn some brownie points by saying it out loud every now and then.
Okay.
Right?
I like the way you are.
So, but it's the only thing is like if my husband stopped me just randomly and said, hey, I like you just the way you are. I'd be like, I look gross today. Obviously doing something that is driving you completely crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, tell me all about it. I feel like a woman wrote this.
Yeah, I do too.
Tell me all about it.
Tell me all about it.
Oh, you had a bad day? Because really?
Tell me more.
Tell me more. I will come home.
Did he have a car? Sorry.
I'll come home from work and I'll complain to my husband like, oh, I had the worst day today. And so then I'll explain like something that happened at work or whatever. And then he tries to see it from the other person's point of view. And I'm like, excuse me, you need to stop right now. Because I didn't come to you to talk sense into me.
That's a guy thing.
I came to you for sympathy.
That's what we do. We try to fix it.
Don't.
And try to give you a more reasonable.
Here's the thing, though. If you're going to rant, it's also kind of on you to tell them, I just want to rant. Don't try to fix it. Like. If that's all you want to do to get it out of your system, then just tell them that.
I tell my husband that, and then he's like, well, what's the point in yelling at me about it then? Just sit there and listen.
Shut your mouth and listen right now.
Number three, how can I help? Don't try to just fix things by guessing what they need. Ask them, because sometimes you can't fix things. Again, They just need you to listen.
Just want that ear.
Help me help you.
Help me.
What can I do?
Help you.
What do you want? What do you want?
Fine. Fine.
I'm so lucky to be with you. You probably said it before, but reminding them won't hurt. It's important to hear it. And it's important to hear yourself say it every now and then. And then the final one is, I was wrong. You were right.
Never.
What did you say to me today earlier, John?
I told you I was wrong about the New Kids on the Block thing, and you were right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you also said another thing that meant a lot to me is you said, when you're right, you're right.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you were asking me about what to do with your kids.
Oh, that's right.
You said,
see?
You're right.
I'm a good communicator.
You're so right.
Tell me more.
There it is.
I see what you did there.
Well done.
All right. Here's my gender reveal for Jackson.
Okay.
Jackson loves gender reveal. Some people are obsessed with gender reveals, but Jackson is really obsessed.
I don't know why he loves them.
Right now, you are poking
the bear.
Buddy!
Well, Fox News is claiming that Chad and Stacy Wright of Tampa, Florida, they had a pet alligator.
Uh-huh.
Amos.
That's a good name.
Had him had the alligator help him with the gender reveal of their 10th child.
Oh, no, what?
They have 10 kids and a gator?
Are they feeding these kids to the gators?
10 kids, gator, Florida.
What else could go wrong?
Right? The large gator bit down on a black balloon and pink powder flew everywhere. So congratulations to Chad and Stacy, who are now expecting a baby girl.
I don't think you should feed balloons to alligators.
I was wondering if you were going to say that. Yeah.
Like you said, I would be so excited, but I'm just like, no, leave that alligator alone. The only thing you should be throwing in his mouth is... you know, meat.
Those poor gators.
Feed one of your 10 kids
to him. Stop it. Also, I wanted to bring this up. I never did on... you guys got to watch it sometime today. This new guy has started a YouTube page called Steve Will Do It. He used to have an Instagram page. Now he's going over to YouTube. He's been number 2 trending on YouTube for 2 days straight.
Wow.
He ate 30 burgers from In-N-Out.
30?
30?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. How do you even do that?
He just kept... oh, it's sick. You can watch the whole thing.
I die.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I watch it and I go, man, I got to get out of showbiz. That's what I do when I watch Steve Will Do It. That's what happens.
Because that guy probably made more money than us doing that one
video.
That's
why. Yep. Yeah. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, including a new Fiancé Friday. Bye-bye.